Thank you. Yes. Praise God. Now, if you're here for the very first time, never been here in your whole life, that brief little time on earth, wave at me. Let me see. I think family's here tonight. If you're watching for the first time online, thank you. So I really do mean that. Thank you, singers, for singing with me. Now it's time to preach with me. And the same thing with these musicians. Praise God. Do you like the Word of God? You love it? Jesus speaks about the Word of God as bread. Something that will sustain you. Something that will keep you. Something that will cause you to be able to live and not die. And the Word of God is simply that important to you. Amen? I have a word for you this evening, and I want you to pay close attention because I'm going to do something a little bit out of the way for me, but a lot of things become that in my walk. I'm going to read you a message as the Holy Spirit gave it to me. As fast as I could do my whatever you call it, I wouldn't call it typing. Hunt and peck. But as quickly as my fingers would allow me, these words came to me for us tonight. And then I'm going to ask you to react to this word. And so I want you to be prepared to have God to touch your life tonight. If you want a touch from the Lord tonight, and I couldn't mean this more, I want to see your hands. If you want a touch from God. Now, if you don't, that's your business. But I know God has a touch. Online, I tell you this, the omnipresence of God is with you right where you are if you'll just open your heart to this word and you'll listen to this word and react in the way that the Holy Spirit leads me. You'll have to listen closely to understand where I'm starting because it sounds like I'm starting out in the middle of a paragraph, and I am. But it'll explain itself shortly, I hope. Inconsistency, instability, unpredictability, confusion, fear, and dread, worry, discouragement are spirits. I'm not asking for your approval. I'm asking you if you heard that. Amen? Let me do it again. Inconsistency, instability, unpredictability, confusion, fear, and dread, worry, and discouragement are spirits. As a child of God, we know that they cannot possess a child of God, but they can harass a child of God. Have you ever been harassed by those things? Like a storm at times, you can see it coming. Other times it hits without warning. But Jesus told us as his children that our hope, our lives are built on the rock. You'll see and hear the same things the lost world does, but your foundation is more than empty words, false hope, or empty confusion. You, regardless of faith at the time, regardless of your faith at the time of your attack or your emotional state, you are in the boat with Jesus. Amen. Now listen to this. Regardless of your faith at the time or your emotional state that you're in at the time, you're still in the boat with Jesus. Regardless of your response to the storm, you can't dislodge Jesus out of the boat. Out of his place of rest. He is consistent. Jesus is stable. He's predictable, unchanging. In your darkest night, he's there. He knows no darkness. When fear surrounds you, he is there, yet fear cannot stay in his presence. He commands peace, instant peace in your storm. All existence knows God, knows Jesus. The angels worship him, and every demon is absolutely subject to his authority, and they quake at fear, in fear at the mention of his name. Say the name of Jesus. Wherever you find yourself, you'll find Jesus. Everything and everyone around you can be on soft, inconsistent, unpredictable, unstable ground, but I assure you, on the authority of the Word of God, he is the same in the storm. That's the title of the message this evening. He's the same in the storm. W.A. Criswell says it this way. He says this about Jesus. Listen to this great definition of his greatness. These gospels are but a leaf out of the eternal diary and story of the life of Jesus. The gospels are just a leaf out of the eternal diary of the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's massive and endless. And we have this tidbit called the Bible, this glimpse of who he is, but they're nothing more than a leaf out of the eternal diary of an almighty God. Aren't you glad Jesus is on our side? Amen? What he was then, he is today. He is now, and he shall forever be. He's immutable and unchanging in his consistent presence to you. He rides in your little boat with you. He rides in your tossed seas. He walks with us on the road to Emmaus when doubt and disappointment looms around us. He breaks bread with us and opens our eyes to his glory. He walks through locked doors to prove that he's God in every circumstance. He watches our struggles and tells us to put our nets down on the right side where he has prepared an abundant catch for those who are obedient. When we're tired from our journey, he washes our feet. My God, what a Savior. He calls to you from a heart of sympathy and understanding. Matthew 11:28, his voice is louder than the howling wind of the sea. Never a sorrow escapes his concern for you. Hebrews 4:15. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for you. Hebrews 12:2. He's clothed in glory and his hands outstretched toward you. He's poured out his Holy Spirit on the 120 in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And he's still pouring that same Holy Spirit out today, tonight, right here. If you believe that, say amen. There's not a gospel of the first century church. And that's not another gospel in the 21st century. There is no contemporary or traditional gospel. When we get to heaven, there we will be one in one great gathering of the church of the firstborn, praising him who washed our sins away by his own blood. The message is the same because Jesus is the same. And there's something I've come to tell you tonight. In this very brief word, he's still in the storm with you. When he tells us something in his word, that word is as sure as the eternal existence of this deity, of this God beside him there is none other. When he tells us we have the authority to do something in his name, it's not a suggestion and it's not a command, it's a fact. So those who surrender to that, those who take the word of God, those who listen to this word and press it into their heart. This old song used to be called, says, if Jesus said it, I believe it, his word will never die. I remember when Dwayne Friend Smitty Gatlin wrote that and sang it. It's true. If Jesus said it, I believe it. And his word will never die. If it's written in the Bible, I'll believe it till I die. Though the mountains be removed and cast into the sea, his word will last forever throughout eternity. It's a song, but it's a fact. So in the fact that we serve this eternal God, who's greater than anything we can begin to understand, who's more massive, that the entirety of all the written word that we have about him are no more than a tidbit, a leaf in the eternal diary of God. What an insight Criswell had. I say it's true. And I say the word of God's true. And I say this unchanging God who came in the form of a man in flesh and lived among us and gave us his word and proved it by his death on the cross and provided his blood as a propitiation of my sin, that what I had is gone and it's never going to be there. It's justified just as if it never happened. So when you ask Jesus to forgive you, quit living in the mire and the mud of your forgiveness. Stand up and praise him for his redemption in your life. Move on. I don't care where you came from. I'm more concerned about where you're going. When you're sick, he's your healer. When you're in sorrow, he's your comforter. When depression looms over you and adversities come your way, and they will and they do, they cannot get in you. They're forbidden. I'm going to tell you something. Anybody teaches you or tells you that as a human or anything that a redeemed child of God can share this body, this spirit with a demon is theologically off base. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm as normal and human and prone to sin as I can be, but my God doesn't share his redemption with demons. And they don't have that authority in their power. They are created. They will be destroyed. I can tell you, I can stand on the truth of the word of God and say that when I was saved to the uttermost. I was saved head to feet, changed, reborn, rebirth, and not rebirth with a shared body. His word is in me, and if his word is in me, then I can call on his word, and it will do what he says it will do. He says you can lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He said, you can lay hands on the sick mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally, financially, spiritually, and they shall recover. We're going to pray for those areas. Anybody want to join me? Pastors, you want to join me? I'm going to do praying. And pastors are going to be up here with me. Come quickly. Don't make me call you. Come on when I say that. Hurry, hurry. You didn't tell us. Well, you got plenty notice. We're going to pray. Are you ready for prayer? Get in this middle line right here behind Edith. I'm telling you, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, financially, and spiritually. If you walk out of here tonight and you're carrying a burden, you're doing it on your own. Because I know what the Holy Spirit told me. There's been a few times when he tells me, and obedience to God is the answer to that. I'm going to lay my hands on every one of you and pray that I want you to split off to these pastors. Pastors, when they come, I want you to surround them, all right, and just pray over them. I want everyone in this room to stand to your feet with me right now. I've just told you of the greatness and glory of Jesus. How many believe that? His word cannot be challenged. His truth cannot be challenged. I'm so tired of, I know the world doesn't believe this, but I'm tired of a church that doesn't believe it. Why would we not understand the glory of an almighty God that gave us this right and authority? Why would we bring disbelief that this isn't for us or it's not something God, this is what God wants. He will do what his word says. Well, Pastor, you're going out on a limb. Are you kidding me? I'm standing on the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm standing on the truth and the power of his name. This isn't an emotional rant. This is a fact. I'm telling you, tonight God said, lay hands on the sick. And he didn't designate what kind. Here. Come here. Everybody raise your hand this way. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, your work is working right now in Edith's life. Holy Spirit, heal her head to feet right now in the mighty name of God. Thank you, Jesus. God, I believe it's being done right this very second. Right this very second. In the surround them, kids, surround them. Deb, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, we praise you and thank you for healing. Mighty God, we praise you and thank you for whatever category it is, you're there. In Jesus' name, God, we're laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, this is a day and a night of recovery of the impossible. That's where you loom and where you live. God, I praise you for your healing in Jesus' name. Don't counsel them, pray with them. Put your hand on them. Come here, Amanda, walk up here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the dear act of walking up here. Mighty God, the act of walking up here. Holy Spirit, the act of walking up here is faith to believe. Faith that you're going to do, not what we can do. We can't do anything. It doesn't matter what our emotional state is, or if we have belief or fear or doubt. God, you overcome them. Your name says they have to flee. In Jesus' name, heal this child, God, right now. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, every need, even the needs Carolyn doesn't know, you know. In Jesus' name, I lay hands on my sister right now and ask you, God, to do what only you can do. Heal her, God, right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. God, I praise you and we'll give you glory for what you're doing, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. One, right here, God, in Jesus' name, I praise you for healing. Absolute, complete, total healing right now tonight. God, like no other time that's ever been in the lives of my dear, dear, sweet friends, God, and family right here. God, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, for a breaking of chains, a melting down of walls, a destruction of the enemy. Satan, you have to flee in the name of Jesus. Healing, God, tonight in Jesus' mighty name, and I praise you for it right now. God, I thank you. God, I praise you in the name of Jesus. You know exactly what Don needs more than I do. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, I'm doing nothing more than following your word. I trust you. Holy Spirit, we loom around you. We praise you. We live in your glory and presence. Now touch my brother. God, heal him tonight. God, let this response to the name of Jesus be so absolute. There's no question. Tonight, you touched him. Heal him, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God. Holy Spirit, you're faithful. Mighty God, you're faithful. In the name of Jesus, Lord, head to feet. Heal your handmaiden. God, touch her. Touch her, Lord, the way that you've touched. Oh, God, millions and millions beyond our understanding. over the times and centuries. You have been faithful. You change not. Your word changes not. In Jesus' name, healer. God, I praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, for Jackie, I pray, God, right now. And I thank you, Lord, that I have no power, authority, ability in myself, but in that name, in that name, in Jesus' name, I praise you and thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, I praise you, Father God. I glorify you and I magnify you. Touch Jackie right now with absolute healing in her body, God, in Jesus' name. Ed, put Johnny Minnick on, would you? I'd like to hear him right now. Father God, I thank you for joy, for the healing in her body. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, for a peace and an assurance. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that there's not a question in her mind or body of what's happening. Touch her right now. Touch my sister. Heal her in Jesus' name. Thank you, mighty God. God, you brought Patty a long way. And there's a lot of great testimonies in this child. Now, God, see her heart. Touch her right now. See her heart. God, touch Patty right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the peace of God that transcends understanding to come through her body like oil poured over her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, right now, heal her. Heal her. Touch her completely, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for touching her in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. God, in Jesus' name, I pray for Daniel that you'll touch him right now. You know us by name. You know everything about us. You know, God, more than doctors and machines and chemistry. God, you are our creator. So I pray, God, as creator, that you touch this man right now. God, deliver him and strengthen him. And let him know your glory, consistent, absolute glory of God touching, healing. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Holy God, in Jesus' name, you know exactly what Miss Brenda needs. I pray for her. Oh, sweet Spirit of God. Oh, sweet Spirit of God. Pour over her right now. I praise you, God, that we believe in your name. We stand on your name and we will proclaim your name. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for healing my sister right now. Come here, girls. Father God, in Jesus' name, these children, God, in Jesus' name, these young ladies, touch them, mighty God. Touch them with a touch, God, that they can't even understand. One greater than they can know, an anointing as you gave Samuel, that you say their name, and God, they respond to you. Touch them. Thank you, Lord, for their obedience, for their desire. Now, God, reward them in Jesus' name, I pray. Holy Spirit, oh, God, for a column. Healed. Not kind of. Healer. Jesus, touch my sister. What love, what compassion you have. What healing power you have. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. God, they said, physician, heal thyself. Nurse, in the name of Jesus, look what he's brought you through. Look what he's done for you. Look at the path he's brought you on that's just starting. Look at the glory of the future God's got for you. It's yours. It's yours. In the name of Jesus, my God, touch my brother right now. Touch me. God, remove all the dross, all the stuff and healing, God. Head to feet. God, whatever, wherever, in every area of his life, touch this man. God, his desire is to love you and serve you. Fulfill that, Lord, in a way greater than he can imagine. Healing right now. In Jesus' name. Mighty God, in Jesus' name. Here, Lord. Holy Spirit. Stand right now. What's your first name? God, we stand for Anna in the name of Jesus right now. Lift your hands, Barb. Right there. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, we're believing right now for Anna's healing. God, wherever she is, God, that the supernatural, the unexplainable, the glory of an almighty God's working in her life tonight. And Lord, we will praise you. We'll dance before you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you for touching her tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. Come here, honey. Lift your hands. Holy Spirit, touch Bree right now. Mighty God, do a work in her life that she can't even explain, can't begin to understand, greater than her understanding of you. Enlarge her life with you. Enlarge her walk with you. Jesus, touch her. Heal her right now. God, pour over her with your peace, your joy, your understanding, and your favor. Bless her. Heal her, God. In Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for Eric right now. Holy God, you know this man and every need he has. You know the area your touch. And then God, you know the areas that he doesn't even know that you're willing to do. So God, his obedience is bringing healing. Absolute healing to his body, to his mind, his soul, his spirit. His walk with you, Jesus. Touch him. Heal him right now. Anoint him with oil, and I lay hands on him according to your word. And I trust and believe healing is happening in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, Father God, for my little sister, you're the healer. You're the healer. You haven't forgotten one of us. We're not a face in the crowd. We are your children. Mighty God, in Jesus' name. God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I pour the oil of the Holy Spirit right now. That absolute understanding of I have received a touch from God. Oh, Jesus, it's your will, it's your glory, it's your joy. Fill her with joy and heal her in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Get your hands up. Get your head up. Get your head up. He redeemed you in the name of Jesus. He didn't save you not to be saved. You're saved in the name of Jesus. Heal my brother and my sister right now. Mighty God, heal them head to foot, feet. In Jesus' name, not a band-aid, a healing, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I can't even describe how good that is and how complete it is and how pure it is. But it's being done right now as I'm laying my hands on them. Right now, healing is flowing through you spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally. Just accept it right now. Oh, God. Elder, Bob, foundations, pillars. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, they were raised on this. They know exactly. They've seen. They've been with us. God, these are two that knows the name of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus, the healing virtue. The Holy Spirit, I pray for healing right now in both their bodies. Mighty God, I praise you for the faithfulness that they have put into your service, God, over the many years. And now, Lord, your faithfulness continues to flow through them, head to feet. Lord, in the morning when they wake up, let there be a significant difference, mighty God. In Jesus' name, I pray healing. And I thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. How many times? Can we count the times? Not me. But he's been faithful, hadn't he? He's been faithful. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that I'm just being obedient. Lord, if this was me, I would dare not stand up here with a loud voice proclaiming anything, but you said lay hands on them and you would heal them. So I boldly say thank you, Jesus, for healing. In Jesus' name, head to feet. God, for Marva, for Bob, for Myra, for Bobby, the whole family, in the name of Jesus, I call on you. I pour that oil over them right now. Oh, God, you've done it so many times. This is just another leaf in the eternal diary of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. God, touch my brother Chris right now in the name of Jesus with healing. Holy Spirit, this man loves you and serves you. He's faithful. God, your faithfulness now is being returned to him. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that we can command the sickness, the sorrows, the heartaches, diseases, or threats to go away and not enter this premise again. Heal him right now, God, in Jesus' name. Here's another one. Can we count the times? We couldn't keep up with what God's done, could we? We couldn't keep up with what God's done. We're not going to try. We're going to thank him for what he's going to do tonight. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I lay hands on Barbara and Frank. These are charter members of this church. My God, I praise you for their life, our friendship, but I praise you, God, for your faithfulness. I don't know how many times we've prayed. I don't know how many times you've done it. And tonight's no different. Barbara, get ready for a healing. In Jesus' name, I pour that oil over you right now. Healing. Strength. Not a band-aid. In the name of Jesus. Healing, vitality, in the name of Jesus. I praise you. Thank you, God, right now. God, for my brother Tom right now, God, I'm praising you and thanking you for Ellen. God, these are two of your very faithful. God, these are two of your children. Two that you said to pray for tonight. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that with a loud voice, they will lift their voice and say, it's all to the glory of God. This is what Jesus did for me. And you're so faithful to do just that. God, mobility and strength, help beyond doctors' opinions or their diagnosis. You are the verdict. I say healing in Jesus' name right now, God. In both of their lives. God, I praise you and thank you. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for Brandon, Levi. I pray for Brandon. God, touch this child. I praise you and thank you for her and her love for you. Holy Spirit, comfort her with your strength and power. But heal her right now. Heal this baby. God, touch her. Lord, let her know a newness in you she's never known, a depth she's never known, an assurance she's never known. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, child. And I pour the oil of healing over you right now in Jesus' name. They're just going to cap it up. Oh, lift your hands, mother. You're raising children that are going to serve God. Ale makatanda balahashikudi mahai. It started with my mother, and I'm preaching the gospel tonight. It's starting with you, and they will be lifting up the name of Jesus. Heal my sister right now, God. Touch her. The oil of the Holy Spirit pours over her with healing, head to feet, with assurance, with a peace, and with a noticeable. Things are different now. God, touch her. God, heal her right now. God, I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Marta, Father God, in Jesus' name, lift your hands up. God, I'd like to know how many times you've touched Shorty and then how many times you've touched Marta. My God, tonight's not going to be any difference. This girl will herald. She'll herald your healing in word and in song. And God, I praise you as you heal her tonight, you put it to music.
Yes.
Put the healing to music. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce healing through the power of the blood of Jesus. And I anoint her with oil right now in Jesus' name. Let it be put to healing right now. Come here, Helen. I prayed for you in grocery stores. I prayed for you everywhere, and God's been faithful. Father God, this one holds a special place in the kingdom. My God, in Jesus' name, I pray for my sister. I plead the blood of Jesus over Helen. God, I pray for her heart, her body. No more attacks. No more fearful grips of the enemy. Bind it. I bind them in Jesus' name, and I rebuke them. Holy Spirit, I pour the oil over Helen right now in the name of Jesus. Above every name, I pray healing. And I believe in God. God, she's a prophet. She's a prayer warrior. She leads people to you. God, touch her with strength. Touch her with the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. God, I praise you. God, my little sister, Linda, right now in the name of Jesus. Church, spread your hand out. Don't quit with me. Pray with me, church. Please. Don't visit, talk, pray with me. Would you stretch your hands out? God, you're healing right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you're healing right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Linda. Holy Spirit, I put the oil of the Holy Spirit over her right now. God, let her see such an absolute difference. In Jesus' name, mighty God. He said, lay hands on the sick. He said, lay hands on the sick. Patrick, lift your hands. Sweet Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, you know every need Sandra has, God, right now. Mighty God, you have been good to her. You've been faithful to her, and I pray in the name of Jesus that there's a touch tonight that's unmistakable, unchallengeable. God, in Jesus' name, bring back what the enemy's tried to steal. Give her healing in her body. I anoint her with oil, the oil of the Holy Spirit. And God, I praise you for healing in Jesus' name. Move right over here. Hallelujah. God, I pray for Corbin in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, this is exactly the kind of faith that I want to have. The faith of a child that says, if Jesus said it. So God, in Jesus' name, I pray for Corbin. I pray for Corbin. I anoint him with oil. God, I pray at this young age, he's starting to see and learn what this is all about. In Jesus' name. Walk right over there where your daddy's at. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Huh? You'll have to come up here. Come here. I don't mean that mean.
Yes, sir.
I don't. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, for Merle right now. God, his service to our country has resulted in this in his body. Lord, we know what it is. I'll name it. It's called Agent Orange. I bind it in the name of Jesus. God, and I ask for a healing. 3 tours of Vietnam, and his body absorbed this poison. Father God, cleanse him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let people see faithfulness. God has a reward. As he's defended us now, God, you defend him. Healing. Healing, God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. God, I thank you. And I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody that will come up here. We're going to end the service together. If you can walk, if you can, I understand. But if you can, come up here right now. Hurry, quickly, please. I don't mean quick if you can't come quick, but there's power in unity. Amen? There's a power in unity that hell can't come against it. I mean, hell can't fight it. Dr. Marvin Gorman, the father of this house, wrote a great book. One night he was asleep in his bed. And in his bed while he was sleeping, you can believe this or not, but I know him to be a man of God. 5 services on Sunday, sometimes 6, with 2,500 in every service. Monday night, Miracle Monday night, they filled a truck up with crutches and wheelchairs every Monday night in New Orleans. Every prostitute in town was touched. The mafia was saved. There was a revival in that city for 40 years. Pop Gorman had the faith to believe that God would do it. It started with a healing service. It started with a healing service and 250 people. But in his book, he writes that he was in bed one night when this started, and he felt something touch the bottom of his bed. And I want to tell you something. Spirits are real. Is everybody listening? Spirits are real. I want everyone listening close. Spirits are real. But they come under the authority of Jesus.
Yes.
He felt a presence. When he opened his eyes just to look, there were 3 demonic presences standing at the foot of his bed discussing how they were going to kill him. How they were going to kill him. And finally, one of them said, wait just a second. There's something we hadn't counted on here. This man has unity with God, and we have no ability to come against the unity of a believer. We will not get it done. We'll fail if we come against the unity of a believer. So I'm telling you this with us right here, right now. This unity is extremely important. Amen? So I want us to come together as closely as we can. All of us, please, hold on to that just a second. Hold off just a minute. I want us to be in absolute unity. Just 1 minute and then go right back to it. Keep that marker right there. But we're going to come as in unity. that God brings a presence and a spirit in this house, that His glory fills this house every time, that He brings us into His presence, that we know and feel and know the true unity of the believer and the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want that, join me right now, would you? Let's pray together. Father God, in this house, I plead the blood of Jesus right now over this church. God, and I pray the unity of the believers right here in this room, every one of us. God, we come together in absolute unity, asking you, Jesus, to fill this house with your glory. Pull us into your presence. Fill us with your joy and strength. Fill us, God, with redemption. God, cause this church to be a magnet to the lost, to those that are hopeless and helpless. Those, God, that have no future, bring them here, God. Give them to us, Lord, and your presence will redeem them. You'll turn, God, the demonic of Gadara into an evangelist. You'll turn the woman in the well to a preacher. God, you'll turn those that are intellectually strapped into a knowledge of the Holy Spirit of God. You'll change the Sauls to Pauls and the Peters to the great apostles. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, use this house right now. We pray it in unity. And mighty God, what we're praying, I pray for New Life Temple right now. And Bruce Haynes, his pastor. My God, I pray for that church right now, that the same thing is going on there. A power of unity in the Holy Spirit. God, I plead the blood over them. I pray, draw them in. God, I pray for Healing Rivers and Pastor Tim Snyder right now. Mighty God, there's a spirit of unity. God, bring out the power of God in unity. Remove the dross in all of our churches. Holy Spirit, I pray for Brookside and Pastor Kevin Wright right now. In the name of Jesus, a flooding of the Holy Spirit. God, a revival of your glory. God, I pray for First Assembly and Stan Miller, my dear friend. In the name of Jesus, a power of God, a unity in the Holy Spirit, God. I pray for Calvary, God, and Clint Block, one of my kids. God, bless his son as he leads that church. And Clint and Debbie, as they founded and anoint them. God, these churches, I pray for a unity, not only in their church, but we come together as one. And God is one. God is one. You move in great ways in this area. We can't program this. We can't plan this. We can't orchestrate it. We just have to receive it. So when you lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive unity right now. God, I receive the unity of the believer. I receive the unity of the Holy Spirit. God, you just do it. You make it happen. You open the doors and usher in your power in this community, in this church. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this house, over every person listening online right now. For those that are listening online, I pray for a unity in your homes and your health, healing in your bodies. God, I pray for unity for everyone here in their homes and their health. Mighty God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll set up a standard, a wall higher than the wall of the flood of the enemy. Jesus, I've done exactly what you asked me to do tonight. So I have no apologies and I have no regrets. I only say, Lord, thank you for leading us in this way. Thank you for the healings that took place in this house. Many, 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 many. Mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
Home and health.
Yes.
Finances. Healing of the bodies, the mind. Jesus, I just praise you. I thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him, church. Praise him just a minute. Oh, I praise you. Hallelujah. I thank you, mighty God. God, I pray for Mike and Karen Brown and their great church. I forgot them for a minute, but I just talked to Mike this week. God touched them with an anointing of faith and wisdom, God, that they never, ever had in that house before. Draw them in, oh God, in a place they've never been. Pull them in, Jesus. Let your glory, let your aura fill that house. God, I praise you and thank you. You're so good. You're so good, God. Jesus, we just give you glory tonight. God, we're not going to walk out of here and leave this in here. We're going to take it home with us. We're going to sleep in it and wake up in it tomorrow, covered, surrounded by the power of the blood of Jesus. Walk in it this week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Johnny Minnick's got a brand new piano album he's going to be bringing. I like that one, but he's got another brand new one. We'll listen to that when he gets here. I look forward to it. Go in the joy of what God's done tonight. Tell somebody, say, I haven't seen it yet. Tell it before you see it. He told that man, go home, your servant's healed. All the way on the way home, he went, I got to go home, my servant's been healed. When he got home, he found out Jesus was telling him the truth. Proclaim it tonight. Amen. Turn me off. Thank you for watching online. God bless you all.